I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We are racing with the Huskies for today's GeoQuiz. The Yukon Quest is underway. 25 mushers and their sled dogs left Whitehorse in Canada's Yukon Territory on Sunday. They're headed northwest to Fairbanks, Alaska, 1,000 miles away as the dogs run. The race retraces snowy routes that were used well before the age of snowmobiles during the Gold Rush. Wendy Morrison is one of the race organizers.
Well, I'm here at the halfway mark for the Yukon Quest, and we have had our top 10 mushers arrive into the early hours of the morning, and we have 100 people hanging out at the checkpoint waiting for our next mushers to come in. It's very exciting here.
That's the sound of 100 pairs of mittens clapping as those tired doggies reach the halfway point between Whitehorse and Fairbanks. And the name of that halfway checkpoint is? Well, the answer is a northern city that was once a bustling mix of mining supply shops, camps, and saloons during the Klondike Gold Rush. As the mushers drive their sleds into the checkpoint, they come in along the Yukon River.
Often we'll see headlamps coming along the river and up towards the checkpoint. It's a real sense of anticipation. People can't wait to see the teams, can't wait to see the dogs. We've all been up until the wee hours of the morning watching each team come in.
Now, you might still be spreading out your maps to locate this old gold town, but we're going to cut to the chase. The answer is Dawson, or Dawson City, the halfway point of the race. Mushers have come from as far away as Australia, France, and Norway to compete. When a musher arrives in Dawson, Morrison says the team has to take a break.
As soon as the official part of the check-in is done, he goes and greets all of his dogs and gives them a big pat and thanks them for a great run. And then he gets back on his sled and heads over to the campground where he'll bed down his dogs. They're here for a 36-hour mandatory layover, so it's a really good opportunity for the dogs and the musher to get a really good rest.
A much-deserved rest. The sled dogs have been running more than 200 miles since the last checkpoint, and it's a chilly rest as well. The temperature in Dawson this morning was around minus 22 and windy. Mushers and dogs still have another 500 miles to go before they reach Fairbanks. Next stop, Eagle, Alaska.